We're continuing with the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Kuf Tzadik Tes, and we're in the middle of the footnote. And the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, V'chein neicha shum chaven rak sheichabdu baze, gam kenu baklal hazeh. A person who does it only so that he gains honor, so he's also included in this, that it's considered a mitzvah shelo lishma, as you find in Rashi, in Brachos, and Tosfos, and in Tanis, el adikasheli. But the Chafetz Chaim says, I have a difficulty with this. Lefi mashpirsh Rashi sham sota dibon tchin maaseh shchem. Dainu kadei sheichabdu. Ayin sham, Rashi over there in sota, is difficult. You got to look over there. Im ken havle labai v'rava, sham, gam ken lomar, delo titne parush shichmei. Du bichlal hada amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, lolam yasok adam. According to what I'm saying, so if a person is only doing it for honor, so according to what we just said, that's also shelo lishma. So that should be a type of shelo lishma, that mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. What we said, there's a type of shelo lishma that's okay, because that'll lead you to get it right. Ela vaday desvir lu labay v'rava desi garami mitzvah shelo lishma. What we have to say, says Chafetz Chaim, is a chidush, that Abaye and Rava hold that when you do it just for honor, that's even worse than a mitzvah shelo lishma, and then that contradicts Rashi and Brachos that we said earlier, that Rashi says if you're doing a mitzvah for the sake of honor alone, so that's equivalent to a mitzvah shelo lishma, a person who's doing it for the merits, for the reward, for fear of punishment. We said those are all types of shelo lishma which are okay because they lead you to lishma. And Rashi seemed to say in Brachos that the same is true if you do it for honor. And now we're saying that it would seem, according to the Gemara in Sota, that according to Abaye and Rava, that's not true. But he says, okay, putting that question aside, what we have to say is, if your intention is for the mitzvah, but you sure. So again, if he's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, but he also wants to get honor out of it, bivadai mitzvah, he undoubtedly, that is a mitzvah. V'efshadu bichlal lishma. And here, says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm not sure, maybe that's even called lishma. Because you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, plus for honor. V'ein lakshot dimken ma'ikshat tosot sham b'psachim manal. Don't ask me. Now what does Tosos over there in Psachim ask? Mehadit nan, the Gemara in Psachim says that you should do the mitzvahs for the right reason, that even if you're not doing it for the right reason, if it'll lead you to the right reason, that's okay. So then Tosus over there asks, the Mishnah says, Al tiyu kavadim hamshamshin al menat lekabel pras. The Mishnah says, don't do it for the sake of reward. Now, according to what we said, it's okay, you'll get to the right place. Yitotzu shemechaven rak bishvil hapras. So Tosus is going to say, right, if your intention is only for the reward, that's when the Mishnah says, don't do it for the sake of reward. So you could say that they gave an even better answer. Tosfos is teaching us that even if when you did the mitzvah, your focus was not the reward alone, you thought to yourself, I'm doing the mitzvah, plus I'm expecting the reward, nonetheless, being that if ultimately he doesn't get the reward he wanted, so then he looks back and says, gee, I regret having done it. So then it's not even called a mitzvah. When we do a mitzvah, and our expectation is, I'm doing what's right, so what's right is going to happen, and then we're disappointed, and then a person looks back and says, gee, I regret doing that. So then that's not even called a mitzvah, according to Tosas. Mikol makom. Vedam, the Tosaf Besota Dvorim Tchilu Olam Sovrim Dema Shamru Deim Mechashev Bishvi Shiyeh Ben Olam Haba Harei Ze Tzadik Gamur Mikol Makom Hu Bichlal Mitzvah Shelo Lishma Aval Mehatosot Divsachim Anal Vechen Rashi Sham Lo Mashma Ken. Tosos and Sota seems to hold that if I'm doing a mitzvah and I say to myself, I want the world to come, then that's a complete tzaddik. That's the situation of the Gemara there. But Tosos and Psachim and Rashi don't seem that way. They seem to say that, no, that's not the perfect way of doing a mitzvah. So there seems to be an argument between Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim against Tosfos and Sota. Is it legitimate if a person does a mitzvah with the thought, I'm doing this to get the world to come? Where Tosfos and Psachim seems to say that's perfect, and Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim seem to say that's not perfect, that's okay, that's shelo lishma, it'll get you to the right place, but it's not the ideal yet, and Tosfos and Sota seems to say that's perfect. And I according the term in Psachim, that he's a tzaddik gamur, if he does it with intent, I'll get the world to come, certainly seems to indicate that that's perfectly okay. Not because he's going to get to the ideal state, but the Gemara seems to be saying that's perfect, that's okay, if he's doing it for the sake of the world to come. So he says, even though there's the Tosas and Sota, that sounds like it's not perfect, but the Rashi and Tosas and Psachim, in the clear reading of the words, the Gemara says, you gave a coin to charity, and you said, I'm doing this so that I get the world to come. And the Gemara says, in such a scenario, he is a tzaddik gamur. So that certainly sounds like that's perfect, and there's no problem with that.
So what we're saying is perfect